Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Hi, Sam. My name is Anthony Cataldo. I was wondering what to get more information on a on an unsecured loan.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry. You said your name is Anthony?
Anthony. My company name is AC Radiocom.
Okay, did you have an offer mailed to you? Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay, was there a 16-digit reservation code on there? I can pull up your file.
Yes. It's 2311-3101-0045-1151.
Okay, give me 1 second and I'll pull it up here. I'll see exactly what we're working with. Okay, and you said, is the business AC Radioncom?
AC Radiocom.
Radiocom, okay. All right.
Right.
Okay, and we have you guys at 2 Marlboro Road in West Hempstead?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So the looks like the business structure, you're an LLC over there?
I am.
Okay. All right. And are you the 100% owner over there, Anthony?
90%.
90%. Okay. Okay. All right. So, yeah, it looks like what you have there, it's a pre-approved finance offer for both equipment and capital. Now, you said you were looking more along the lines of the unsecured cash side of things. Is that the case?
Well, this would be for capital to purchase more inventory.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, you know, we do have a lot of different programs. It depends on, you know, what your specific need is. So if you're looking for inventory, that would be the unsecured capital side of things. Did you have an idea of how much you were looking for?
Well, I've done these loans a few times in the past. I've gone with $40,000. I think I did that amount for probably three or four times. The largest amount that we have, which we're almost paying off, is one from Amex for $138,000. We're probably looking, because we are growing, I think we've grown about 20% over last year.
Oh, nice.
So we're looking at getting anywhere from $150,000 to $175,000.
Oh, okay. Okay, and that was that all for inventory?
Mostly for inventory, yes.
Okay. $150,000.
It would be for inventory and to finally pay off the Amex that we currently have.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, perfect. So we're still in the same program. And do you have any idea how soon you were looking to get the funds in place?
Last week.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha, okay. All right. So a couple questions for you. On the inventory, what type of inventory is it?
We're a distributor of two-way radios. We're exclusive to Kenwood and Nitron. So we have a network of dealers throughout the Northeast. So we cover northern New Jersey, New York, and all of New England.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we have generated a good amount of dealers, and we're experiencing a lot of back orders. And unfortunately, our manufacturer, sometimes they suffer some back orders as well.
Mm.
And for us to be considered a distributor, we need to carry inventory.
Sure.
And so at the moment, we barely carry any inventory as far as, anywhere from 3 to 7 days worth of inventory. We need to get to a month worth of inventory.
Oh, okay. So it goes pretty quickly for you.
Oh, yes. Very, very quickly.
Oh, all right. Okay.
But we are experiencing some growing pains, and this is one of them. And we're also actively looking for a couple more salespeople to handle some of the workload.
Oh, okay. So possibly bringing on a few more employees, too. Okay, perfect. That's all right in line with, you know, what these programs are most commonly used for. Now,
that's great.
Another thing that that works in your favor is, you know, especially if you're turning your inventory over quickly, is we're going to allow you to choose a term that matches up with, you know, your business model. If you're making your money back quicker, we can set you up on a term that matches that, so you're not paying that extra interest cost for stretching it out over a longer period of time.
But most of the time, we've done these micro loans that we pay back within 2 to 3 months.
Oh, okay.
The longest one has been the Amex, $138,000,
uh-huh.
That we've taken, I think we're in our 9th month right now.
Okay.
And we have 3 more months to go to pay that off.
Also, that was 12. Okay, a full year on that one. Now, did you have how did that work out for you? Did you like that longer term, or how did it compare to those shorter ones?
They gave us a phenomenal deal of 8% with an option of paying back everything, which unfortunately we couldn't do because we had so many other pending deals that we ended up just carrying to term for the full year. At 4%, which is half of what the initial offering was, it paid back everything within 3 months.
Oh, for an early payback. Okay, great. Yeah, that's, you know, one of the nice things if you are able to get your money back quickly. We do have programs that offer that same thing. In addition to the early payback discount, it's a renewable source of capital. So once you get midway through the term, if it's also on the table, you're open to refinancing options where you have additional financing, lower rates. Some of the programs offer forgiveness on that remaining interest that's there, so you save even more on that. Now, there are a lot of different programs with different parameters. The first step is going to be to get you qualified to see which ones you fit into. Now, a couple basic questions just to see what we're working with here. What do you guys do for your yearly gross revenue?
Last year we did a little over 1.8. This year we're going to be breaking the 2.0 million.
Nice. All right.
So we're very excited. Yes.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been in business?
Since 2009.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've grown every single year since then.
Awesome. Let's keep it going. Yep. All right. So, you know, if you're looking at, hovering around that 2 million mark this year, the way our programs work, we're typically able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line. So you'd be looking right around $200,000 to be available to you. Now, if you only want to do the $150,000, that's perfectly fine. The steps that we take here is we're going to get you approved for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then kind of work backwards from there. If we get you approved for the $200,000 for 2 years, you can choose to do $150,000 at 1 year. Anything, you know, from the bare minimum up to the top that we qualify you for. And we can kind of go over what matches your return and what makes the most sense for the business model. So another question.
I'm mostly concerned about what your fees are.
Sure.
What your fees are, is it calculated by percentage? Obviously, if it's within the year, then, you know, is it the 8%? If it's 2 years, if it's 16%, this is something that I'm hoping to find out.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be, we're going to give you a fixed cost. So, you know, you choose the amount that you're going to borrow. We're going to tell you the total payback. Depending on the term that you choose, the rate is going to vary. The shorter the term, the lower the rate, of course. If you do something like 6 months, it's going to be a little different than if you do something like 18 months. Now, typically, we start around, 10 cents on the dollar and work from there. It's going to depend on a few different things. The time in business is a factor. How does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What's it look like?
Oh, it's good.
Okay. And, you know, I would kind of assume so just from you've had history doing these in the past, that's going to build the business credit as well.
Well, I think that DMB, we're top rated.
Okay, yeah. And that's probably why you got that initial piece of mail. Most of our kind of, you know, the customers that we send things to, we go through DMB, kind of filters them and gives us the top end. So you guys are kind of like, you know, identified with a strong borrowing history, and that's where it comes from. So we have definitely have a good starting point here. Now, what would be probably like the shortest term that you'd be looking for?
The shortest, probably 6 months.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You know, if we're able to do that 150 at 6 months, you got good credit, a decent time in business. You got a borrowing history. I did one probably about 2 weeks ago. It's very similar to that. That one was right about 10 cents on the dollar, and it had the early payment discount options as well as the refinancing discounts that are built into that as well.
Right.
So, you know, when all is said and done, you'd be looking at around, I mean, I don't want to give you a percentage just to, because it's almost impossible to do without actually taking a look at everything. But on that particular case, he started at about 12% with the option of paying it back early, getting him down to about that 8%.
Okay.
All right. Now, so a couple things that we'd look at to get you approved. We're going to take a real-time look at the business. So we look at the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements. You know, how has the cash flow been? Have you been, the ending balances been healthy? What's it look like in the bank account?
Oh, yeah. We have a nice cash flow coming in.
Okay, nice.
On a daily basis through either ACH deposits, physical deposits, and credit card deposits.
Okay. How much of your business is done through the credit cards?
About a quarter of a million.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. I'm taking all these notes by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so about a quarter of a million on credit cards. We're looking at 2 million total. All right. Okay, so really, you know, what I see as the next step here is, I'd like to go over, you know, some actual numbers with you. I can give you those ballparks, but to go over some actual numbers where we have, you know, specific terms and I can give you an actual rate on it, it's a pretty simple process. I just need 6 months of the bank statements. We take a look at the most recent business tax return that you have, and it's a one-page application. From there, it usually takes about 24 hours for underwriting to give us an answer on the largest approval amount and the longest term, and then we can break it down into, you know, the smaller amounts and the shorter terms and see which options make the most sense and give you a couple different options as far as payback goes. So what would be a good email address to send you some of that that list with the application?
The address is A. Cataldo at acradiocom.com.
acradiocom.com. Okay.
That's right.
Okay. So a couple things. I'll give you the rundown of everything that I'll need. I'll put it all in the email too, but just to make sure we're on the same page and it's all something that we have handy. It's the bank statements, the tax return, and the application. And then I would also need 4 months, the most recent 4 months of your merchant processing statements to show the credit cards. And then for the Amex loan, you said that one is the current, it's still current. You have a balance on that right now?
We do.
Do you know about how much that balance is?
It's about 44,000.
About 44, okay. Okay, so with that, I would need just usually the first page of that loan contract where it shows the amount that you borrowed and then the terms of the loan, because that's going to come into play trying to get you the 150. Pretty much the way it works, when you have an existing working capital loan, to get you additional funds, we'll have to pay off that current one that you have, which would sounds like it would work to your advantage because you're going to get a discount on that if you do that. But we would pay that off, and then you would also have the additional funding on top. So we'd be looking at, to get you 150, we'd be looking to shoot for about 190,000 approval. So 44 of that would go to pay off that current loan, and then you would net about 155 for, you know, your additional inventory moving forward. Does that sound like we're on the same page with that?
Well, I wasn't getting that aggressive. The 150 was assuming that I was going to pay off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, if that's the case, then we're looking at about, let's see. Okay, so you want generally maybe around 100,000 for inventory. Is that kind of the case?
After I pay off the Amex, yes.
Okay, yeah, so, you know, that puts us down shooting for about $150,000 approval, which, you know, makes it a little easier on my end. It's a little more attainable. It leaves you still some more operating room on, you know, the percentage of your sales that we're looking to free up. So definitely helps it out. So all I would need is the application, those documents, the information on the current loan, and then we can get you approved for that total amount and kind of work backwards from there to see, you know, what's best for you.
The only tax return at hand that we have is the 2014.
Okay. Did you file an extension?
We're still working on the 15.
Okay. So if that's the case, the 2014 will work.
I can give you the preliminary.
Yeah. That's exactly it. We can work with that as a starting point.
Sure.
And then, yeah, the merchant processing statements. And then from there, we'll be able to give you, you know, we'll go over a couple different options. And it sounds like the amount that we're looking for is a reasonable amount with the credit that you have, the time of business, you got a borrowing history. I think we're going to find something that makes sense.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll put the email together right now. I will send it over to you. It should take me about maybe 5 minutes. And then as soon as you get all those documents into me, I can go ahead and get you an answer. How soon do you think you'd be able to get those back to me? Were we talking today, or are we going to wait another day or so?
Unfortunately, the only part that I don't think I would be able to have at hand, only because my bookkeeper is on vacation this week.
Oh, okay.
Are the credit card processing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. If that's the case, that is probably the one item that I can at least get started without. So if you want to send everything else in, I can at least get some preliminary feedback, and we might even be able to do it without it. But we can circle back and get it if need be. But you know, let's not put it off just for that.
That's fine. So you need the 6 months bank statements and the tax return, and what else?
The application and the current loan contract with Amex. Usually just the first page is okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I can get that. All right. No problem. Because I am waiting for the Amex to call me back as well. Because they also have a program to refinance and whatnot, but instead of just sitting here waiting, I'd like to find out what the market is so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up, down, you know.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. And you know, you'll have all of my contact information in the email. As soon as I get it in, I'll get you, you know, some hard numbers. We'll have some options for you. If you get it back today, we can usually get you some options tomorrow.
Fantastic. Sounds great.
Okay. Did you have any other questions
for
me?
Nope, that's about it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Anthony.
Take care.